If you're a future Libby lawyer, there's an exciting step I'm guessing you haven't taken yet. What is it? Figuring out the type of badass lady lawyer you should be. How do you do that? Well, let us tell you.
A longtime friend of the podcast and kick-ass new lawyer coach, Angela Borpal, has put together a free What Type of Lawyer Should I Be quiz. This is a 90-second quiz designed to reveal the type of law that will best fit your interests, career goals, and lifestyle. Can I get a yes, please? So, don't wait another second. Go to whattypeoflawyerquiz.com to take the first step towards your dream future lawyering life. And then make sure and send us a DM on Instagram to let us know what type of lawyer you got. We can't wait to nerd out over it with you.
And welcome back to the Ladies Who Law School podcast. I'm Sam.
And I'm Haley.
And this week is sponsored by Good Paws, the dog training app. So Haley and I both have dogs. My dog's name is Ollie and Haley's dog is Duke. And Duke is very well trained. He can be off leash. He can be just, you know, doing whatever. He's very good. Ollie, on the other hand, literally as Haley was coming into my apartment to record this episode, he bolted out. So that's just a little glimpse into his impulsive nature. But Good Paws is here to help, and we're so happy that we are able to partner with them because training is something that takes time, patience, and law students, we love having dogs. And law students don't have a lot of time. And having a dog and not a lot of time sometimes makes it hard to train.
Absolutely. So with Good Paws, they have short increments of training activities, so they can easily be squeezed into the busiest of law student schedules. And to talk a little bit more about the training that they offer, it's basically a positive reinforcement training, straying away from the all too typical fear or force-based training tactics that so many of us know. And you mentioned Duke being well-trained. It took time. So we want to encourage you guys to download the Good Paws app. They just went through a new and improved update, and now everything on the Good Paws app is free with ads. There is a premium version that we do encourage you to download, but you can try it out for free and you can help build a bond with your furry friend today.
Yes, we downloaded it a few days ago and we've been using it here at home. And let me just tell you, we've already seen Ollie have a little bit of a better impulse control, at least when on the leash and looking up at you. It's like one of the lessons. So we've already seen changes in Ollie and we're excited to keep on using the app and seeing how much, you know, he gets trained, and we'll keep you guys posted. So like Haley said, download the free app and we will link that in the show notes.
In another word from Barcast Audio.
So you guys have heard of Barcast Audio, and we're so happy to be partnering with them again for season 3 of the Ladies to Law School podcast. So a little bit about Barcast Audio. They're podcast-like audio lessons that basically are going to teach you everything that you need to know for the bar. So mnemonics, practice questions, things to help remember flashcards. I mean, there's just a ton in there that we found helpful, even as being law students and not preparing for the bar yet. As 3Ls, because, you know, today was our first day of school, you know, we're going to be practicing and getting ready for the bar. We have advanced bar studies this semester, so you can bet that Barcast Audio is going to be playing on our phones, and we encourage you to check them out.
Also, guys, we got questions from you guys about if we really use Barcast Audio. And the answer is 100% yes. Just like Samantha said, we are getting ready to start studying for the bar. We are taking advanced bar studies where we're going to go through each MBE subject, which just so happens to be on Barcast Audio. So if you're interested, maybe you're not getting ready to study for the bar, maybe you're just now starting law school, you can download an a la carte option of Barcast Audio. Say you have one subject that you're just getting really nervous about, maybe it's civil procedure like us. You can download that subject and get 10% off with the code LADIES. LADIES.
So head on over to barcastaudio.com, use our discount code, and then definitely share on your story if you download and your thoughts and all of the fun things, because we definitely want to make sure that you guys are liking all of our partners. So let us know.
All right, guys, welcome to season 3. Woohoo! Chimes, all the music. QQQ. No, I'm just kidding. I wish we had that cool of a setup, right? But welcome, guys. We haven't talked to you in quite a bit. It feels like also 2 days for me in a way, you know, time flies, but it also goes insanely slow sometimes, right? I think something that I've learned throughout law school that I will share with you guys is that studying sucks. Obviously, you guys already knew that. But when you're studying, time creeps by so slow. But also, as a baby junior attorney, baby lawyer, I've noticed that in this work has been one of the first times in my life where I'll look up and it's 2:30 and time flies. So with all that being said, getting to be a baby lawyer isn't fun, but being a baby lawyer is fun. So we're here to, you know, just share a little bit more about our journey, guys. We're excited. We hope you are too.
So I guess let's touch on the past few weeks. So the last episode that you guys heard was an episode with an associate at my firm, Lauren. So definitely go check that episode out if you haven't yet. She has some great insight on all things law school and the bar exam. But yeah, you know, we have wrapped up our summer. Today is our, when we're recording this at least, it's the day before our first day of school. So Sunday. So fresh. This is pretty fresh, guys. This is like not pre-recorded as usual. But yeah, you know, I went through stuff, you know, my grandmother unfortunately passed away. So I had to deal with that for the first time. I've never had anyone in my family pass away. And then dealing with like my internship and taking off work. So we'll have a whole episode on internships, how to get them, how to deal with them when stuff happens, and all that. And I'll get into more detail then. But yeah, Haley, you know, has been studying for the MPRE, took the MPRE a few days ago, and we're just, you know, getting ready for 3L. There's not much that's been like crazy happening, but, you know, we've been doing the things that we need to do and dealing with life.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's just proof that life doesn't stop in law school, in the practice of law, in life. Life doesn't stop, you know. Things are happening around you and you just have to pivot, which is what we've learned so much through this podcast. I'm so thankful for. I don't know. I kind of just want to share with you guys what classes I'm taking. So I'm taking, it's actually kind of crazy because me and Samantha have been in a lot of classes together all through law school. Mm-hmm. But this semester will be different. We're not taking very many classes. We have one together and it's wills and trusts, which is a big, important class that people have to take. And I see why, because I was working on the wills clinic this yesterday and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is the amount of quote paperwork, you know, that they're talking about.
Wait, can we tell them about the syllabus story?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was looking through the syllabi this weekend. I mean, this week.
For wills and trusts, right?
And for wills and trusts, yeah. And for all our classes. And I was just reading through it, and specifically the wills and trusts, you know, that's one of our big core classes that we have to take. So I was really, you know, looking at it closely. And at the end of the syllabus, she has like learning objectives and, you know, things that you should take out of this course. And I swear to God, I was so shook when I realized like we're gonna have to be doing math inches. Like I texted Haley like in a panic. I was like, I think she messed up the syllabus. I'm pretty sure this is for the tax law class. I'm like, there's no way that this is estate law. And she's like, no, I think it is. I was like, no, I literally screamed, you know.
She's like, I can't do this.
No, I was like, what? Like, no, I did not sign up for this, but we have to take it. So we'll let you guys know how that goes, you know.
It's also a class a lot of people have to take. And it's funny because so many people, there's the running joke, I'm sure most of you know, like, I came to law school so I didn't have to do math. And in corporations, we had to do math.
Okay, okay. And the thing is,
Wilson Dresser might have to do a little math.
He didn't put any math on the final. So it was like all good and dandy.
Yes. And Wills and Trust is open book.
Yes.
So that's a great thing. And we have a midterm too, which I totally appreciate because it always just, you know, points you in the right direction of like, where am I in the class? Am I learning the law? Do I need to sit down and like really read some more, or am I going in the right direction? You know,
it's your little reality check.
Yes. So I encourage anyone, 1Ls, 2Ls, 3Ls as well, if you have midterms, you know, don't totally fret over it, right? When you get ready to sit down and take it, obviously study, prepare, the things like that. But it's a benchmark, and appreciate the benchmark, because so many times, especially for our 1Ls out there, you don't get that benchmark. And you go into the first test and everyone has the anxiety issues because it's just so much pent up anxiety for an entire semester, you know, that you have thinking about that test. So, you know, don't downplay that, right? Anxiety that you feel, it's real, you know, and that's why we talk about, and we have our sponsors and we talk about mental health, more of that coming this season, right? But, you know, just to be thinking about that as you go in. And I know so many 1Ls were asking us what to do to prepare and things like that. And it's just really nothing can prepare you until you're in that, because you never truly know how you're going to react. And I'm excited for us to be on this downward slope, the mountain of law school, right? And I'm really excited about the rest of my classes. I'm taking employment law and civil rights litigation, which is there's no book. You just read cases off Westlaw or Lexis, whatever, and statutes too, you know? So I'm really excited and interested. I feel like it'll be applicable to what I want to do. And then I'm doing a clinic. And it just so happens that my question is about a dog bite case, which if you listen to our most recent episode before this, Lauren talks about doing dog bites. So I was like texting Samantha, like, go ahead and send me Lauren's number. I'm going to have to talk to her about this dog bite stuff. So I'm just excited to do some work that I never really saw myself doing. You know, when I came to law school, if you would have told me that you're going to be doing these things and in this kind of work, I would have probably laughed. But because I'm like, what even is that? You know, what other classes are you taking, Samantha?
So aside from wills and trusts, I am going to take trial practice, which is an experiential course. So similar to pretrial, it's more, you know, stuff that you do in practice.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking I'm participating in the Innocence Clinic. So if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's a clinic at our school. And I think there's some other schools that have their own innocence.
Yeah,
yeah. Have their own innocence clinic. And we each get assigned a case for a potentially wrongfully convicted individual. And, you know, we take on all aspects of the case, you know, DNA testing, the whole bit.
Trying to find new evidence.
Yeah, trying to find new exculpatory evidence.
Yep.
And yeah, so I'll be working on that this semester. And that's going to take up a big chunk of my time. So I'm really just taking the three classes and then bar studies. So pretty easy schedule. And I am going to be working part-time at the firm that I was at this summer. So I'm going to work there in the firm. I'm going to be working there. Thank goodness. Cause I was freaking out. We'll talk all about internships. Yeah. I don't want to give it away yet. You know, all the deets. Because we have like lots of tea on internships.
Yeah.
But we have to make you wait. Cause you know,
we want to do it all in one episode.
Yes. It just has to be all in one go, you know, not sporadic. We have a whole big cute plan. So you guys, it'll come. Talking about school. Because I really want to talk about this. I've been literally telling Haley, like, let's not even talk about it now because I want to wait until I'm on the podcast. So we're all returning to school, most of us, in person, right? We asked you guys, what are your COVID policies at your law school? Because we wanted to see, you know, whether our school was doing things similar to other schools. And bottom line, this is going to be my PSA, I guess. Mm-hmm. I appreciate a safe environment when I'm at school, right? I want, right? I want to go to school and feel like I'm not going to get a deadly disease that's going to kill me.
A deadly virus that can literally attack your body.
Yes. And, you know, Haley and I are, we got vaccinated as soon as we could. We shared a little bit about our side effects and stuff in another episode, but we didn't really have any other than the usual normal side effects that everyone seemed to have.
Yeah.
But other than that, we really encourage, if you can, if you don't have a medical or religious reason, you know, do your research, talk to your doctor, but I'm pretty sure your doctor will probably tell you that it's okay for you to get the vaccine. I just don't appreciate people taking it not seriously. I know that a lot of 1Ls at our school from orientation, like, not a mask was seen, and Oklahoma is one of the states that's doing very poorly with the control of the Delta variant, and that's just, like, the truth of the matter. You know, yeah. Other public school systems here in Oklahoma are currently trying to sue the state and try to get, you know, mask mandates to be a thing because, you know, kids are getting sick. My little brother got COVID. He's 10. So kids are definitely getting COVID, guys. And he wears a mask all the time. But, you know, I just want everyone to have a safe environment. And I know, you know, everyone has their own opinions on the vaccine, yep. But this is a public health matter in our eyes. And here at Ladies Who Law School, at least, we really encourage everyone to do what's right. You know, if you're not vaccinated, please wear your mask. You know, our school, we can't mandate masks, but we really highly encourage it, you know, just for the safety of everybody else. Like, if you choose to not get vaccinated, just wear your mask, please. So yeah, that was my long PSA. I've definitely emailed our school and, you know, told them my thoughts on their policies, and we really hope that things are, you know, on the upside soon. I would hope that we can have a barrister ball this year and all that fun stuff. But, you know, I just don't want it to turn into a 1L situation, like, for us, you know, where we got to have normal school and then totally shut down. So it's just, you know, fears that I have as a student who has gone through COVID my entire law school career, it seems like, at this point.
And
I know a lot of people have similar concerns, and you guys definitely expressed to us that, you know, most schools are really strict with their policies, and we appreciate those schools that are being strict with their policies. And then there's a lot of schools who are not doing much for their students.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad to see.
And scary.
Yeah. And scary. So, you know, reach out to us if your school's doing something crazy. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my spiel.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, we want to take a moment to talk about something that has been a game changer for us busy lawyers, Audible.
Yes, Audible has been our go-to platform for incredible audiobooks, offering an extensive library of thrillers, nonfiction, autobiographies, and mysteries.
And guess what? We've got a special treat for you. Audible is offering a free trial to our listeners, and all you need to do is check the link in the show notes. It's the perfect opportunity to experience the magic of audiobooks without spending a dime.
Speaking of thrillers, I know you are currently hooked on Never Lie by Freda McFadden. Samantha, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. The twists and turns in Never Lie have kept me on the edge of my seat during the workday and even when I'm on my daily walks. It's like having a suspenseful companion wherever I go.
And for those looking for some financial wisdom, I have been engrossed in My Money, My Way by Kamuku Love. It's packed with practical advice on managing finances, perfect for anyone trying to navigate the complexities of money management.
What we love most is the flexibility Audible offers. As lawyers, our schedules can be unpredictable, but with Audible, we can enjoy our favorite books on the go, whether we're stuck in traffic, hitting the gym, or waiting for a court hearing.
So, if you're ready to embark on a literary journey and discover the joys of audiobooks, click the link in the show notes to start your free trial with Audible. Trust us, you won't want to miss out on this fantastic offer.
Absolutely. And I mean, you just think about wearing a mask and vaccines and how it's become so political. And, you know, I just want to say straight up that if you are a wanting to be a lawyer, or you are a baby lawyer, or you're in law school and you are out here knowing that people are doing fake vaccine cards and you know who those people are and they're using them in the public, shame on you, because you should hold up your end of the bargain that we have all agreed to in being an honest and just profession. And, you know, if you don't want to get the vaccine, like Samantha said, that's your prerogative. But you are going to have to be conscious of how other people are around you. And we just all need to get off our high horse. If you don't want to wear a mask and someone else around you is, you definitely don't need to be judgy about it. I think that that's a huge problem too. So just be conscious of the way you are and the way you act. And like I said, the profession that you are learning and going to be doing one day, you know, maybe that's my ethics kick that I just had, you know, studying for the MPRE. But the more and more you think about it, you're just like, you know, no, you're not supposed to lie about the law and you're not supposed to lie about fact. And, you know, being vaccinated or not being vaccinated, or, you know, wearing a mask or not wearing a mask is fact. There's no opinion in that. And I think everyone has, quote, their opinions all around those things. But, you know, let's just focus on our education and move forward. And so many young people are sick, guys, because, you know, in my mind, there were a lot of states that had, you know, 60%, certain areas maybe that had 70%. But a majority of the country, we never even got to 50% until the Delta variant came around. And scientifically, you can't eradicate a virus of this magnitude or in general without what people were talking about as herd immunity. And, you know, so many people have talked about fertility and the vaccine. And I have heard from many people, and I did my own research about it. And it's so much misinformation. I really just encourage you guys to not just get one doctor's opinion, not just the doctor that lives in your neighborhood or out at the lake. You need to focus on, you know, other sources of information as well. But, you know, we're going to get off our soapbox because, you know, we're not scientists and we're definitely not educated enough to be out here pushing the vaccine on you guys. But we will push masks because, you know, we do know that those help. Also, just so you know, cloth masks don't help as much as the true surgical masks. Or the KN95, those are obviously the best. So if you are someone who is immunocompromised and you do have to go to school and you're nervous, get some KN95 masks. You can order them on Amazon and take care of yourself. And honestly, shame on the people who pick on people about it, because that's just heartbreaking. And if you want to take care of yourself, you should be able to do that. Just like you're, quote, not taking care of yourself by doing other things.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of you have been in situations where, I mean, a lot of, I think most states, you don't have to wear your mask if you're vaccinated, and except for some places, yeah. I'm assuming. But you know, here there's definitely, like I said, no mask mandates anywhere, like not in schools, not in anywhere, except I guess if you have a private business, you can, because at my firm, we're fully masked. But yeah, you do get looks sometimes if you want to wear a mask and, you know, I am vaccinated, but breakthrough thing, you know, breakthrough infections are definitely a thing. So yeah, we're going to get off the soapbox. It was a good spiel, but you know, we just want to share our thoughts because we definitely know we're not the only ones who have these thoughts, because we've talked to so many of you guys. And, you know, I think we can all agree that at the end of the day, we want a safe learning environment. We want to survive law school, right?
Yeah.
Literally. So
with all that being said, now that we're going to go back into the classroom, and it was so close this summer, you guys, I didn't have to wear a mask. So it's going to be different, but the same again, right? What are some of your, you know, predictions about law school? You know, we've shared before that in 1L they scare you to death, 2L they work you to death, and 3L they bore you to death. So
I'm just interested. Like, you think we're going to be bored? I still think we're going to be working a lot. Maybe we'll just be doing busy work. Who knows? But what are some of your predictions about what 3L is going to be like?
I think that at least for the fall, 3L is going to feel like one long summer because I am going to be working almost every day, kind of like I did this summer, and I'm only taking 3 classes, which is, in my eyes, not much at all, you know, in the grand scheme of things. So I don't know. It feels like in summer class, like, you know, when you're only taking 2 classes and then working. So that's kind of how I feel now. But I don't know if it's really going to feel like that once we have midterms and finals. I don't know. I just think it's going to be very busy, like go, go, go. You know, we definitely have to pre-plan everything because we're just going to be busy girls. Like, that's just, you know.
Well, and I think, too, like, pre-planning stuff just goes to time management. And there were so many times in 2L that I thought back to different things that I had planned or different episodes that we had done or different posts. And I thought, you know, if I would have just thought about this a few weeks before and had some more time, this could be, like, even better. And I'm just walking into this year with more planning and wanting to stick more to a schedule, and just, I enjoy routine and it's taken me a while to get there. I do like, you know, going off book and doing something different, but there's something to be said about having a routine when you're very busy because it's just helpful. You know, I always laughed, like, before I came to law school, going to the grocery store was, like, so overwhelming, and I never knew what to pick to cook. And now we just found, like, certain meals that we like, and we just get them, and it's, you don't even think about it. You know, you just eat it because you're so tired after working or going to school all day and things like that. So it's going to be interesting to just see how it is, like you said, you know, juggling different things and, you know, doing the clinics, working, going to school, and all the different things that involve what 3L is. You know, you hear so many people talk about, oh, I worked a lot, or, oh, I did, you know, I had clients, or I did these junior attorney things and stuff. And it's just, it's cool to see what's going to happen. I'm just really try to keep my expectations pretty even keel, mm-hmm. not get too excited about anything, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think now 3L is really the year where we can show off, not like show off, but like we've been working on our time management skills and self-discipline skills now through 1L and 2L. And we've, you know, it's a muscle that you have to, you know, train. Mm-hmm. And I think by 3L, like, we're pretty good at it. You know, mm-hmm. we can really, if we have a deadline, like, we know what we have to do to get it done. Mm-hmm. And I think with being in law school and getting into that mindset, like, it just comes with time, you know. And so I think that we're going to thrive. I'm really manifesting it. I think we're going to do great things. Who knows? Maybe a Cali here or there. We don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. And I just think it's going to be fun. I'm really going to try to make an effort, if COVID gets better, to go out and, like, do stuff in the community more, like, go and explore our city, just because, you know, we have been stuck inside for what seems forever. And I'd like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be in Oklahoma, you know, after graduation, depending on, like, my job situation. So I'd like to get to know Oklahoma City if I have to leave, you know?
Yeah. So you can be like, oh, yeah, I ate at that place, and not be like, oh, yeah, I never got to go there because COVID was there the whole time. COVID was going on the whole time I was there, whatever. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, too, you know, just goal-wise for the year, you know, I think something that I really want to do is write. Not write, like, you know, legal documents, but I would love to write, like, an article, you know, about something that I'm really passionate about. And there's been topics that have just been flowing through my mind with employment law and, thinking, like, do I want to do plaintiff's work? Do I want to do in-house counsel? Where do I want to take my skills? And what else do I need to learn about, you know? And it's all just happened. I just want to, like, also really tell everyone that I didn't even know, you know, you're talking about Callie. Remember whenever we were had an episode and Lawyer Britt was like, oh, I amjured. And I was like, what is that? So it's so funny because that was maybe February. I didn't even know what amjure was. Now the summer has gone past. We're in August and I've heard amjure like 1,000 times, it feels like, you know? And so you just learn quickly. You don't beat yourself up, you know, and you just go with the flow and you kind of look back and you think, oh my God, it's been 2 years. Like it feels like 20 years.
Another example is we were watching a show and I was telling, I don't know if it was you or John, I think it might've been you. I was like, do you realize like how much you've learned like watching this show again? Cause I've watched it before.
It was Athlete A.
Yeah. Athlete A. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So we were watching that and I was like, okay, we've watched this before. It's like 2 years later, we're watching it again or a year later. I'm like, wow, like even concepts in this, like that I thought I knew, like I knew nothing and now I know so much. And it's just stuff like even normal life, just normal life things that have nothing to do with the law. Like you're learning that in law school too.
Yep.
From your peers. In the practice. Like,
yes.
There's so much growth in these 3 years, guys. And I can't, and I'm so proud of, you know, looking back on our growth. Like it's nice to see. We've really grown like as adults, as professionals, as students, as just individuals. Like we've grown in all types of way, mental health, physical health. Like, you know, it's a time where you're changing law school. It changes you.
You walk in
and you walk out differently.
Yeah.
And I don't care. There's no denying it. Like, I don't think there's a person who walks into law school and leaves the same person they were.
Yeah.
And if they are,
they're not doing it right.
I don't know. Like, something happened. Red flag.
Yeah.
But no, it's real. Like everyone I know has gone through some type of transformation and you know, people, you just get a lot of time, especially now with COVID that we had a lot of time to ourselves. I think we've been able to reflect and you know, if anything, you know, law school can be a very stressful time. It can be depressive. It can be all these things.
Yeah.
But we were saying before in one of our posts, you know, like you might, if you're going to be in law school, you might as well like have a good time and try to better yourself and use this time wisely to make yourself the best person you can be. Cause there's really nothing else other than, you know, school for the most part, your internship and life. And there's so work on it.
And there's nowhere to go under rock bottom, right? Like there's going to be times in law school, like you just said, you're going to feel depressed. And it's just a blimp on the radar of this timeline that you're seeing, you know, and you have to think of it like that. And, you know, people ask, how do you guys keep so positive? I think that's what you're referring to. And it's a mindset. It's a conscious thing. I think it is so easy to be angry and vent and just sit there and just live in that anguish of just like, God, that sucked. But that is draining. It isn't attractive to other people around you. And it honestly isn't fun. So you have to force yourself out of that. And I'm not saying that we're perfect and we don't do that. We do that 100%. Sometimes you just have to give yourself like 5 minutes to just blow off the steam, vent, yell, whatever you have to do. And then you're going to have to pick back up and be like, okay, we got to keep going because that's all you can do, guys. And to be honest, like, just like Samantha said, we don't really know what's going to happen in 3L. And I guarantee you some stuff that we don't expect is going to happen. And we're just going to have to keep on trucking. And we're going to keep you guys updated and let you know, because that's the whole point of this podcast, is to be real and walk you guys through this crazy journey and growth that you have in law school. And just kind of give you, you know, I don't want to ever say a blueprint, but something to just look at. I know I was wondering, like, it'd be just so nice to hear someone's account, you know, what was it like, you know, recount, I guess maybe is the word, but this is what we're trying to do for you guys. And we hope that you enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, we do this for you guys every single day when we get messages that, you know, the podcast is something that has helped you, like it keeps us going. So, you know, review us if you want. Leave us a nice message. We love seeing those. It makes me really happy. Yep. But yeah, you know, follow us on Instagram if you want more inspo. That's probably where we're most active. Like if you want to connect with us, Instagram's the way to go. If you have questions specifically, our Facebook group. that is the place to go. Mm-hmm. All of these links will be in the show notes, but if you go on our Instagram and you click on our link in our bio, all of our links are there too. Easy place to get to them all. We also have an Amazon list with all our favorite school supplies and fashion staples and books that you should read if you're going to law school, and just a bunch of stuff on there. Like, we have a whole self-care one with like all the great stuff that we love. So check that out, you know, connect with us and be our friend.
All right, guys, stay safe, stay healthy, stay kind. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.